Reading for November 13th, entitled, How Would You Have Answered? And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 15. God's servants are to work for the higher classes, but this does not mean that they are to bind themselves up with the honored of the earth, depending on them for strength, influence, and success. The Lord will often incline the hearts of those in positions of responsibility to grant favors to His commandment-keeping people. But when God's servants leave Him to solicit recognition from men of the world, they exchange power for weakness. We have a most solemn work before us, the importance of which we can only understand by the light which is shining from God's Word on the past and the present. Who is holding fast the faith once delivered to the saints? Who, amid the cries of lo here and lo there, is showing unshaken confidence in the Word of God? The faith of the present connects us with the past and points us to the future. We may learn valuable lessons from the experience of the prophet Elisha. Elisha was chosen by the Lord as Elijah's helper, and through test and trial he proved himself true to his trust. He was willing to be and do anything the Lord directed. He did not seek to shun the humblest service, but was as faithful in the performance of smaller duties as of larger responsibilities. He was always willing to serve in any position to which the Lord pointed him, however disagreeable it might be to his natural inclinations. And at every step, he learned lessons of humility and service. And it came to pass when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. He did not ask for worldly honor, for a high place among the great men of the earth. That for which he craved was a double portion of the spirit given to the one God was about to honor with translation. He knew that nothing but a double portion of the spirit that had rested on Elijah could fit him to fill the place Elijah had filled, because Elijah had the experience and wisdom of age, which cannot by any method be imparted to the young. Had you been asked this question, what would you have answered? What is the greatest desire of your heart as you engage in the service of God? Taken from Manuscript 114, dated November 13, 1901, entitled, Lessons from the Experience of Elisha.